Good morning on a Friday, Deer Season Daily, October 24th. A week from today is Halloween. That's one of the best days, in my opinion, of the whole season, so I'm excited about that. And then after that is the best month. The month we wait for all year is just over a week away. But for now, we're going to talk some pre-rut stuff. We're going to talk calling today. Don't have any news on that front. And of course, we're going to talk about the weather and movement predictions for today. But before all that, don't forget about our partner for Deer Season Daily. That's Rax Big Game Supplements. You can go to raxmineral.com and check them out. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. If you guys find anything on there that you want, if you want to try our scent, use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space. You get 10% off your entire order. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. We're getting closer and closer to our goal of 10,000. Appreciate everybody who already has subscribed. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit the like button. No one can even see that you're the one that liked it. I can't even see who likes it. I just see that it has likes, and that really helps the videos out. So do comments. So if you guys have any thoughts on anything we're talking about today, leave them in the comments. I try to reply to most of them, unless you're just being a jackwagon and saying something dumb. I try to reply to you, and even some of those I reply to. Also, if you're on audio only, hit the follow button and leave us a review there. That helps us out as well. So we kick this thing off with the RHO update. We do have a full draw Friday coming out later today. Me and Austin are supposed to record that actually early this afternoon. So it'll be mid-afternoon, early evening when that full draw Friday comes out. But we're going to be talking everything pre-rut. What the pre-rut is, how you should hunt it, what the bucks are going to be doing, kind of why they're doing what they're doing. All that kind of stuff is going to be on that full draw Friday. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a good one for you guys to check out as we get into really the best part of the pre-rut here over the next week. So that'll be a good kickoff for that. You guys can hopefully take something away from that and be successful over the next week. Talking shop, there's nothing new again there. We'll see how much rain this weekend brings and then check back in Monday. I've said this before, Mondays are going to be the biggest Talking Shop episodes because most guys are getting out and hunting on the weekends until we start getting into like vacation day time in November, those first few weeks in November, and then of course gun season. But we're going to wrap these Deer Season Dailies up around gun season too, so I'm not sure what that's going to look like quite yet, but you guys have been listening, you guys have been watching, so I'm keeping doing them for now. I appreciate all that. But again, on Talking Shop, Monday will be the big update on that. I suspect we'll have some deer in tonight, probably tomorrow, being that it's Saturday, and then Sunday it's supposed to rain, so it just depends. I think it's not supposed to rain Sunday morning, and then it is supposed to rain in the afternoon, so we usually still do get a few in when it's raining, but it just kind of depends on that weather. It may not be as good if it does rain in the afternoon, so we'll see what Monday brings on Talking Shop. Like I said earlier, I don't have anything on the news front today. I kind of went through there. There's a bunch of stuff about hunting accidents, which goes back to what I've said on a couple of these episodes now. It's just be safe out there and be smart. One of them wasn't even a hunting accident. I mean, it kind of was. The guy was found in his deer stand and he'd been shot. He had a gunshot wound. But the investigation found that it was not hunting related. So that could be interesting, but not really for a hunting podcast, maybe. That'd be a whole different show. I'm sure there's some stuff going on there. It might be on like a crime podcast one of these days. So that takes us to weather and movement predictions. Low of 36 this morning, which is going to be awesome. I love it when the temps are in the 30s. I like it when the highs are in the 30s, but when the lows are in the 30s, especially like this week of October, that's going to be good. But then the high is supposed to be 64. Yeah, you heard that right. Almost a 30-degree difference throughout the day. Welcome to Southern Illinois. If you guys are unfamiliar with our temperatures, that's how it goes for us a lot of times, especially in the fall. 36 in the morning, 64 in the afternoon. I don't know how you dress for that. A flannel, I suppose, and a jacket in the morning, and then you can shed the jacket later. It just is what it is. I don't know. We've been dealing with it our entire lives here in Southern Illinois. So you kind of get used to it, I guess. Take the good with the bad there. I'm taking the 36 in the morning, and we'll see what happens in the afternoon. It's supposed to be partly cloudy to cloudy most of the day, so it might feel a little bit cooler than it is, so that will be good. There's not supposed to be much wind, if any, this morning, and then really later in the day, not supposed to be much wind there either. I think the highest prediction I saw was like 5 miles an hour. And that was south, southeast to east later in the day. That's saying northeast in the morning, but it literally said 0 miles per hour for the wind in the morning. So thermals are going to be playing a big role for the morning again, because also the pressure is supposed to be 30.3. It's actually supposed to rise up until about 8 o'clock. It's supposed to peak around 30.3 and then come back down and settle around 30.25 for the rest of the day. So thermals are going to be going up in the morning for sure, even though it's not going to be real sunny. I would expect the morning is going to be better in the evening today for mature buck movement, mostly due to the temperatures. We talked about that before. Put on a winter coat, go outside. You don't want to run around when it's 65. You'd rather do it when it's 36, and the bucks are the same way. Mid to high 30s, and that high pressure should have them on their feet, whether that's getting back to bed late or checking scrapes, that kind of stuff. I think there'll be some mature bucks on their feet this morning in daylight. You just got to be in the right place to see them. You may get some pictures of them, even if you don't see them from your stand. I would expect there to be some mature bucks right around daylight this morning. If you're going out, get on a scrape line or a ridge top. If you can't do that, get around some doe bedding or feeding areas. So if you've got fence rows and ag fields and you can get close to some timber where some does are bedding and there's a little bit of buck sign around, that could be a good place to be. That's probably your best bet right now. Or if you've got a field where does are going out to feed at night, you might try that. You might at least be able to lay your eyes on a buck going and checking, looking for those first does. Because there might be some real early does, or at this point, it wouldn't even be really early. There's some of them that come in as early as like October 15th. So just some early does, bucks are going to be trying to figure that out. That's why they're on the scrapes right now. There's a lot of communication going on. That's why I say those ridge tops too, because with those thermals coming up, they're going to be cruising those ridge tops, kind of checking things out. So that's where I would be. I'm going to be kind of around some doe bedding and some doe and a doe feeding area if I end up going this morning, and see what happens there. It's a pretty good little travel corridor where I'm going to set up. And there are some scrapes throughout that timber as well. But that's where I'd be. And that takes us to the tip of the day, which is the last segment of the show. And it is that grunt calls are your friend in the pre-rut, but don't get carried away. I've grunted in a lot of bucks over the years. I know a lot of guys who have done so as well. I filmed for some guys. One of the biggest bucks that we've had on video, Nate grunted and snort wheezed at, brought him in on a string, and then he missed him, of course. But it worked. The grunt tube did what it was supposed to do. I've seen it work so many times. I do not go to the woods without a grunt tube. I've seen it work so much. And especially in this phase that we're going to get into here in the next week, the pre-rut, that phase of the pre-rut, those bucks are so responsive to calling. But usually what I try to do is let the deer tell me how much to call at it. So when I say don't get carried away, I don't do a lot of blind calling with the grunt tube, more so with rattling, and I don't do a lot of that either. But if I'm going to, that's about the only time I'll blind grunt, is I'll throw out some grunts before I rattle just to make sure there's nothing close that's going to come into that grunt before I take off rattling. But I don't go out there and just start blowing on a grunt tube and hoping something hears it or overdoing it. Also, even when I see a buck, I try not to get carried away about calling at him, even though it seems like he's not responding or whatever. And that's why I say let the deer tell you how much to call. What's he doing when you see him? Try to read his body language. Does he seem aggressive? If you have pictures, is he normally with other deer? Is he being run off by other bucks? Is he running off other bucks? If he seems like that aggressive deer, if he seems like the bully buck of the area, he's probably going to come into a grunt call, maybe on a string. That's what that deer Nate shot at was doing. He had just ran off another buck, actually. He was the bull of that woods. He grunted and snort-wheezed at him, and he wasn't having it. He was coming in to check and see who was trying to intrude on his area, and he was going to do something about it. So if you have those deer that are aggressive, even if they don't seem aggressive sometimes, you can grunt them in. But I would start with a softer grunt and then see what they do after you grunt. Check the body language there too. So sometimes you may think they don't hear you, but it might be something as subtle as their ears turning. And if that ear turns towards you, he probably heard you. He just didn't care, even though he kept going. They don't always stop and look. If they stop and look, that's when I quit. So I will grunt at a buck maybe a couple times. If I think he didn't hear me, if I didn't see something that told me that he heard me, I might grunt again. And then if he stops and looks at me, I'm done. If he takes off walking again, I might throw in one more grunt, depending on the situation and how desperate I am. But most of the time, if he looks and I know he heard it, I'll just leave it alone. Because although he didn't just turn and come right to me, that doesn't mean he's not coming around later. Especially these older, mature bucks, they will go do whatever they were going to do, and then they'll circle back around and try to get downwind of wherever they heard that grunt, And it's amazing how many times they can end up right pinpointed where you were at and you didn't even think they really heard you. So keep that in mind when you're calling. The next 2 weeks are going to be, the Bucs are going to be the most responsive to calling that they will be all season. The pre-rut through the beginning of the rut is when they're really going to be responsive to those calls. Grunting especially and rattling as you get into like the first week of November, I found is the best time to do that. The second best time would be the post-rut, so like early to mid-December. And it all has to do with how many does are in estrus, right? So when they're all trying to find those first does and when they're all trying to find those last does, that's when they're more apt to come in and try to run off another buck that they think is trying to slip in on them and get to those does. So that's my tip of the day. Take a grunt call with you. Use it. Use it cautiously. Be smart about it, but absolutely take it out there and don't be afraid to use it. It could be the difference in killing that buck and watching him just walk off. Appreciate everybody tuning in today. I will catch you Monday morning for another Deer Season Daily. Don't forget to check out Full Draw Friday and that buck video from Dad's Hunt if you haven't watched that one yet. We'll see you guys Monday.